Buenos dias from Oliver del Mas. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 5th of June, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Start this week with some good news about employment. According to the Ministry of Labor, in May 2025, Spain's registered unemployment fell below 2.5 million for the first time since July 2008. This milestone reflects a continuing recovery from the 2008 global financial crisis when problems in the U.S. economy caused the global economy to slow. Social Security system added nearly 200,000 new contributors to its list, bringing the total people employed to almost 22 million. Hospitality sector led employment gains, adding over 70,000 jobs, followed by administrative services, commerce, and transport. Agriculture also saw significant growth with over 18,000 new jobs created. Tourism has also increased, according to the National Statistics Institute data published on Monday. The second, in April 2025, Spain welcomed over 8 million international tourists, an increase of 10% from April 2024. Total tourist spending was also higher than the same period last year, totaling nearly 11 billion euros, 14% increase. On average, each tourist spent just under 1,300 euros within Spain, with daily spending rising to about 190 euros per day. The data shows Catalonia was by far the most visited region, followed by Andalusia in the south and the Balearic Islands east of the mainland. Around 1.6 million British tourists visited the country, followed by 1.3 million each, German and French. Over to central Spain now, where on Tuesday, the third severe flooding hit the Spanish city of Valladolid following an extreme 45-minute downpour. Streets were quickly submerged, with residents wading through ankle-deep water and pushing stranded vehicles. Flooded garages, tunnels, and parking lots left several cars trapped. Emergency services received over 200 calls within 2 hours, leading authorities to activate a civil protection plan and coordinate emergency efforts. Oscar Puente, Spain's transport minister, shared dramatic footage of the flooding, noting its unprecedented nature in Valladolid. Despite the intensity of the flood and widespread disruption, no casualties were reported, and response teams swiftly worked to maintain the aftermath. Did you hear that rumbling? It wasn't Elba. On Tenerife, on the Canary Islands, located just off the coast of Morocco, the iconic Teide volcano is showing signs of waking up, with a recent increase in seismic activity drawing public and scientific attention. Standing over 12,000 feet, or 3,656 meters tall, Teide is the tallest volcano in Spain and the third tallest in the world from its ocean base. The volcano lies within the Teide National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site and Europe's most visited national park. Its last eruption was in 1909, but recent tremors suggest a possible shift, prompting 24/7 monitoring by scientists. Despite the seismic activity, experts stress there is no immediate danger or travel warning. For now, the park is open to visitors while authorities monitor the situation. Next, update on short-term rental rules. Starting on the 1st of July, Spain will enforce new European regulations requiring all short-term rental properties to be officially registered to operate legally. From July, every tourist or seasonal rental will have to get a unique registration code or risk being removed from the market. As a renter, you can also check that the host has included their registration number on the listing. Spanish Ministry of Housing and Urban Agenda has introduced a single rental register to simplify the process, requiring property owners to submit key details, including the property's address, cadastral reference, rental type, occupancy limits, and compliance with local rules. Government says the system will create a transparent, regulated market amid growing housing pressures. European news on Monday, the second news outlet 20 Minutos revealed that Yolanda Díaz, the labor minister, said that the country has had to pay a 10 million euro fine from the European Union for failing to implement the paid 8-week parental leave required by EU law. Penalty began to accumulate in August 2024 after the deadline to follow the EU directive into national law expired. Joaquín Pérez Rey, Spain's Secretary of State for Labor, has urged coalition partners to act swiftly to avoid further penalties, which are increasing by about 10,000 euros a day. Even though paid leave was included in the coalition agreement between the Socialist Party and Sumar, progress has stalled significantly in recent months. On Tuesday, the third, news outlet El País reported that the Catalan Department of Education has given Mare de Déu del Carme School in Terrassa, just outside of Barcelona, 15 days to prove that four of its newly hired teachers are proficient in Catalan and hold the required master's degrees for teaching secondary education. This follows a formal complaint by over 150 families alleging that the school has shifted towards religious extremism and ultra-conservative values since new management took over 3 years ago. The school, linked to deeply religious groups such as Communion and Liberation, denies ideological changes, but admits hiring teachers who do not speak Catalan, which violates regional language regulations. Local authorities are investigating potential indoctrination. Meanwhile, once labeled a ghost town after Spain's 2008 housing crisis, Sesena near Madrid is experiencing a revival driven by the capital's worsening housing crisis. News outlet Reuters published data on Wednesday the 4th saying that Madrid's population has grown rapidly in recent years with around 140,000 newcomers to the city in 2024, but permits for only 20,000 new homes. Demand is growing, so abandoned projects such as the town of Sesena are starting to come back into favor among housing developers. Local contractors plan to build 110,000 new homes by 2028 in the area, but critics have stressed that this isn't enough to address the lack of housing in the capital. According to a recent article in the news outlet Euro Weekly published on Tuesday the 3rd, giant moths, which can measure up to 5 centimeters or 2 inches long, are becoming a growing nuisance across Spain, particularly in homes. Triggered by an unusual mix of heat and rain, their sudden population boom has been linked to a perfect storm of climate conditions. Juan Carlos Santiago of Spain's National Association of Biocidal Services explained that the weather has caused these moths to emerge all at once, making them more noticeable. While they might be harmless, many have been taking to social media to complain about these mega moths invading wardrobes, kitchens, clinging to clothing, and in general freaking people out. Experts generally advise against using insecticides, telling people to put up mosquito nets, seal windows, and use camphor balls, or plant some lavender around. World of Music on Monday the 2nd, Roy Garena managers announced in a press release that one of Valencia's Arena's inaugural event will be a tribute concert to iconic Spanish singer Nino Bravo. Titled Bravo Nino, The Legend Returns, the arena is scheduled to open in September and will hold concerts, sporting events, and there will be retailers there as well. Concert will debut on the 6th of September with a star-studded tribute featuring David Bisbal, Malú, Marta Sánchez, and Pablo López. The tech-powered experience will have a 2D hologram of the late legend himself, letting today's stars sing alongside him. Let's go to the kitchen for another interesting story. In the celeb world, famous chef and TV star Gordon Ramsay is launching Europe's first Hell's Kitchen restaurant in Ibiza, marking a major culinary event for the region. Gordon Ramsay's restaurants and Palladium Hotel Group will open their collective restaurant on Monday the 9th at the unexpected Ibiza Hotel in Playa del Bosa. The menu will feature Ramsay's signature dishes like beef Wellington, lobster risotto, sticky toffee pudding, alongside Spanish-inspired creations such as Basque-style cheesecake and spicy hellfire prawns. Finally, a recent YouGov study published by news outlet La Razón on Monday the 2nd has revealed the happiest towns in Spain, with 7 of the top 10 located in Andalucía in the south. Chipiona, near Cádiz, ranked number 1 for its friendly locals, pleasant climate, and relaxed lifestyle. Ronda and Nerja, both in Malaga, are popular because of their stunning natural scenery and warm communities. The study highlighted a geographic pattern of happiness relating to good weather and a laid-back lifestyle, something that is prominent and palpable in the south of Spain. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you want to pass along an episode, head to rorschach.com/Spain to download any of them as MP3 files. Links in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.